This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Baruch haba, Magut Moed. We're continuing in Maseches Yevamos. Daf, Chaf, Aleph, Amud Aleph. We begin two lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Beis. Itmar, Bias Koyen Gadol Ba'almana. If a Kohen Gadol has relations with an Almana, a Yibum. So we're going to see whether this is talking about Almana Min Ha'erosin, which is only a Lav, or Almana Min Ha'nesuin, which is a Lav Ha'aseh. But the Gemara says, Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Chad Omar, Eino Poitera Sarasa. One opinion holds it does not exempt the tzara. V'chad amar, and one opinion holds poitera sarasa. It does exempt the tzara. The question here really is whether the yibum of an almana to kohen gadol is post facto a good yibum. Not so much does it pater the tzara. The question is, does it do anything? Are you kind of this woman? So it says Gemara be'almana min ha'nesuin. If we're dealing with an almana from nesuin, kuleyama loy pligi, everybody agrees. Nobody argues the loy patra that doesn't pater the tzara, because an almana from nesuin is a lava asay. If it's a lava asay, so now we know that even though she's oila lechalitza, as the pasuk says yivimtai, but she's for sure not oila leibam. Lamaisa, in the Iyun Shir on Chafam and Beis, I believe we saw the Shaila of the Parshas Drachim, whether she's a Chayve Krisos. But even if she's not a Chayve Krisos, the Yibam is not effective. So, Ba'amono Min Anasu, in other words, there's a Shaila whether the Eishas Ach comes back. Or do we say that since she's Chayve and Chalitza, she's not an Eishas Ach? But everybody agrees, Kolayam Le Pligi Delei Patra. Everyone agrees she does not exempt the ein asei doichalos asei vaasei and asei cannot push off a lava asei ki pligi. What do they argue about? The almana min erosin. They argue about an almana from erosin. Manda amar poiteres. Manda amar that it paters at tzara asi asei. The asei comes with dachias lois asei. Umanda amar ina poiteres. Manda amar that it does not pater loy asi asei v'doichias lois asei. The Aseh does not push off the Lois Aseh. As the Gemara said earlier on Chaf Amud Beis, that the opinion of Reish Lakish is Aseh does not push off the Lois Aseh when there's an alternative to the Aseh. And the Gemara at this stage feels there's an alternative to Yibum, and that is what? Chalitza. Right? So, Kivan de Efshe b'chalitza. So, this is a machloikis, whether Yibum to Almana from Erison, which is a only a lav, whether we say ase is doicha, lois ase. Okay. So far, so good. Meisve, frekti gemara, vimbalu kanu. We learned in a braisa that if someone does bia, if the kohen gadol does bia to the almana, b'diyevet, he's kainer, to yufta. So that refutes the man de amar that it doesn't pata the tzara. Says the Gemara, well, let's say more than that. Let's say this refutes Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, that whenever there is an alternative to the Aseh, we don't say Aseh Dechalos Aseh. And here the Braisa clearly says that even though there's an alternative to the Aseh is Dechalos Aseh. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Dechoy to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish would agree when there's an alternative to the Aseh, we don't say Aseh Dechalos Aseh. It's just Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Chalitza is not a valid alternative to the Aseh. Says Gemara, Amar Lecha Reish Lakish, Ki Amina Ana. When do I say that if there's an alternative to the Aseh, it's not Doich Lois Aseh, Hecha the Mekayim Mitzvah, where you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. Aval Hacha, but over here, Chalitza B'makam Yibam Lav Mitzvahi. Chalitza in the face of Yibam is not a Mitzvah. And therefore, I agree that in this case, Aseh would be Doicha Lois Aseh. So it doesn't shlug up Reish Lakish, but it does shlug up the opinion that Yibum to of the Kohen Gadol to the Almana does not pater the Tzara. So certainly the Yibum is Kainahar, But Reish Lakish would still agree that when there's an alternative to the Aseh, Aseh is not the Chalitza. Aseh is just, Chalitza is not a valid alternative to the Aseh. Okay, now we learned that there's a concept of Shniyos. So before we go through the technicalities of what the Shniyos are, the Shaila is, Rabbi Yisai, where is there a Makar in the Chumash that Shniyos are Asar? As we know, Leka Midi Duloi Ramizi Bairaisa. There's nothing that is not alluded to in the Torah. Even the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the Rabbah would make a joke before he would start learning, that's also alluded to in the Torah. Where is there a Remez you're supposed to joke around before you start learning? The Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik Ranana says, the Remez that you're supposed to say a joke before you start learning is from the Pasuk V'haya, Ein V'haya Ela Lashon Simcha, Ekev, Koidem Esek Batayra, V'haya Ekev Tishma'un Es HaMishpatim Ela, V'haya, if you make a joke, Koidem Esek Batayra, then you'll understand the learning. But if the Rebbe has no sense of humor, or if his jokes fall flat, which is even worse than not having a sense of humor, then it's not going to work. But Lamaisa, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that not only are you supposed to make a joke in the beginning of the shir, you're supposed to make a joke in the end of the shir also. Where do we learn that from? He says we learn that from Smeichim Bitseisam Vesasim Bevayam. Not only is it Vesasim Bevayam, not only are you supposed to make a joke in the beginning like Rabbah, but it has to be Smeichim Bitseisam. So basically, most of the shir is supposed to be jokes with a little bit of learning interspersed. No, just joking. The main part is supposed to be the learning, but just something funny in the beginning and the end. Okay. So anyway, the Gemara wants to know, Amar Rava, Remez l'shniyos minat tarminayin. Where is there a Remez to shniyos, which are arayos midrabanon? Shenemar, ki es kol hatoyevois ha'el osu anshe aretz. All of these abominations, the men of the land did. Now the word ha'el implies strength. By Arayus, it says Eskolar HaToyevas Ho'el. El implies strong, strength. That means strong Arayus. Ho'el Kashas, Maklal De'ikarakas. From here we see, they're softer Arayus. Umayinu, what are the softer Arayus? Shniyos, secondary Arayus. Says Gemara, Umay Mashma De Ho'el Lishna De Kashahu. From where does it imply that the word Ho'el has the connotation of harsh? As it says, and the strong ones of the earth he took. So we see Ele is strong. So if it says by Arayos, as kol ha-toeves ho'el, that implies there are softer Arayos. Says the Gemara, Lema pligid Reb Levi, let us say this disputes Reb Levi. Why Damar Rav Levi said, Kasha Oinshan Shal Midois Yoiser Me Oinshan Shal Arayos. More difficult is the punishment for Midois than the punishment for Arayos. The punishment for faulty measures is more severe than the punishment for Arayos. Why? Shezen Nemra Bahen El, because by Arayos it says El. Vezen Nemra Bahen Ela, and by Midois it says Ela. It says Kitoyevois Hashem Koloise Ela Koloise Avel. So since it says that Midois is worse than Arayos, so we see that El is not kosher. Because what's kasha? Midos, where it says Ela is kasha, not El. So Rava wanted to say Shniyos are learned from the fact that it says by Arayos El, which implies harsh, that implies they're softer ones. But the Shaila is that we know that Ela is the harsher one and El is softer because Midos are more difficult than Arayos. Says Gemara, El kasha ve'ela kasha me'el. No, El is harsh, but Ela is more harsh. So it says Eil by Arayos, that implies harsh Arayos plus and softer one, but Eila that it says Amidas are more harsh. So Gemara asks, wait a second, by Arayos it also says Eila. So how could Levi say that Midos are more kasha than Arayos? Because by Midos it says Eila, and by Arayos it just says Eil. By Arayos it also says Eila. Says the Gemara, Gabi Arayos nami haksev Eila, hahula mute Midos mikares. No, the reason it says Eila by Arayos is not to teach that they're just as harsh as Midos. No, really they're softer, because it says Eil. Eila is just saying that the punishment of Kares is limited to Arayos and does not apply to Midos. So the question is then, if Arayos are Chayiv Kares and Midos are not Chayiv Kares, how are Midos more harsh than Arayos? Says Gemara, Elamai Chumrayu, in what way are Midos more Chamor than Arayos? Says Gemara, Hani Efshir B'tshuva, Hani Lai Efshir B'tshuva. Arayos, you could do tshuva, so long as you didn't produce a mamzer, but for faulty measures, it's very difficult to do tshuva. You can't really do tshuva. Because if you have faulty measures, and you don't know who to return to, it's very hard to return. Even though there's something called, you could be Mesakein Sarchei Rabim, that's not a valid tshuva. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, let me show you the source in the Torah for Shniyos of Arayos. Rav Yehuda Amar Mehacha, this Shabbos, what's today, Monday? In a few days, in 5 days, we're going to be reading Ecclesiastes, Koheles. And in Koheles we read, V'izein v'chiker tikein mishalim harbe. Shloimai was attentive and he investigated and he enacted many parables. V'amar Ula, Amar Rav Elazar, Kaidim Shabbat Shlomai. Before Solomon came, Hoysa Torah Doima Lekfifa She'en La Aznayim. The Torah was similar to a basket that did not have handles. Ad Shabbat Shlomai, until Solomon came, V'asa La Aznayim, and he made handles for the Torah. Handles implies a way to grip the Torah, a way to guard the Torah so it doesn't fall. So too, through the Shniyos, a person is a rachik from Arayos. Rabbi Yishya Amar Mehach, Rabbi Yishya says from here, Piraehu, expand it, Al Tavarba, don't transgress it, Shate Me'alav, turn away from it, Va'avar. From here we learn that one is supposed to magnify the Isser so you don't violate it. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Mashal de Rabbi Yishya Lama Adavar Daima. What is Rav Yishya's philosophy similar to? La Adam Mishamer Pardes, a guy who's guarding an orchard. Mishamra mi bachutz, if he guards it from the outside, Kule Mishamer, it's entirely guarded. Mishamra mi bifnim, but if he guards it from the inside, Shalafan of Mishamer, what's in front of him is guarded. Shala achrav eino mishtamer. One who guards from the inside of something, you're only guarding what's in front of you, not what's behind you. When you guard from the outside of something, you can guard the entire thing. The point being, what Rabbi Yishya is saying is that if you expand the Isser, you're more likely to be able to guard the Isser. Says the Gemara, V'hadar Rav Ashi B'dusahi. Rav Ashi's analogy is faulty, because Rav Ashi is saying that without Shniyos, you are guarded on some level. You could guard what's in front of you, but you can't guard what's behind you. But that's not true. That's not a good analogy. Because the truth is, without Shniyos, nothing is sacrosanct. Nothing is sacred. Everything is in danger of being violated. Hasam shelafanam miyamishtamer. When you guard something from the inside, at least what's in front of you is guarded. However, when it comes to shniyos, if one doesn't have the shniyos and he's guarding it from the inside, then you can't even guard what's in front of you. Even the erva itself is in danger. Ilav shniyos paga be'erva gufa. Without shniyos, you could end up violating the erva itself. Rav Kahana Amar, Rav Kahana said, Mehacha, here is the source for shniyos. Ushmartem es mishmarti. You should guard my guarding. Asu mishmaris l'mishmarti. Make a guard for my guarding. Meaning it's not enough not to do the isser, but you should enact safeguards. Amar le Abai l'Rav Yosef. So Abai said, Rav Yosef, ha-daraisehi. Then the shniyos are daraisa, because the Torah is saying you need to make safeguards. So the shniyos are daraisa. They're not the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Dairaisa Pirsha Rabbanan. The concept is Dairaisa, and the rabbis explained it. Says Gemara, Kala Torah Nami Pirsha Rabbanan. What do you mean? All the Torah the rabbis explained. So this is not a Rabbanan. This would be a Dairaisa, the same way the Rabbanan explained everything. Says Gemara, Elamid Rabbanan Ukras Machta Ba'alma. That we're not learning it from this pasuk. If we learned it from this pasuk, it would be a Dairaisa. And then the Rabbanan would be explaining it, but it would be no different than anything else. But rather, the pasuk is just an asmachta ba'alma, and it's midrabanan. Okay, now we come to the fun part, and we start listing what exactly are the shniyos. What are the shniyos? Okay, here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. Mahim shniyos. The rabbis taught, what are the shniyos? Eim imai. Your mother's mother. Rashi says your mother is written. And the rabbis were goyzer on your mother's mother. So you don't come to live with your mother. Next. Ve'im aviv, your father's mother. Rashi says there were goyzer about your father's mother, lest you come to eim imai. Aye, it's a gzera la gzera. No, kula chada gzera. Fine. Eishes avi aviv. Your father's father's wife. Which we're worried you might come to live with your father's wife. The eishes avi imai, and the wife of the father of your mother. Even though the wife of your father of your mother is a gzera because eishes avi aviv, but it's all one gezera. The eishes achi ha'av min ha'im, and the wife of your father's brother from his mother. The wife of your father's brother from his mother. Min ha'Torah. It's only usher, the wife of your father's brother from his father. But we're afraid that if you're going to allow to live with the wife of your father's brother from his mother, you're going to come to live with the wife of your father's brother from his father. The eishas achi ha'im min ha'av, and the wife of your mother's brother from her father. And the reason why we make this a gezerah is mishum achi aviv min ha'im. It's a gezerah up to the previous case. V'kalas bina, your son's daughter-in-law. Basically, your grandson's wife. V'kalas bita, your daughter's daughter-in-law. Rashi says Kalas Benoi is exer because of your daughter-in-law. Kalas Bita is because of Kalas Benoi. Umutar Adam Be'ishas Chamev. A person's allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. So that's just halacha. Your father-in-law's wife is mutter. Uve'ishas Chargoi, your stepson's wife. Meaning your wife's son's wife is mutter. The Eishes Chargoi, your wife's son's wife. Va'asar bevaschar gai. But even though the wife of your stepson is mutter, the daughter of your stepson is asar. Ve'chargai, and your stepson, mutter be'ishtai, is mutter in your wife. You're mutter in his wife, and he's mutter in your wife. Ubitai, your stepson is mutter and your daughter. The Eishes Chargoi, the wife of your stepson, Oimerasoi, could say to you, Ani muteres lach, I'm mutter to you, like we said, Eishes Chargoi is mutter. Ubiti asur lach, my daughter's asur to you. Now, I don't recommend that she has this actual conversation with you. It probably would not be great for Shalom Bayis. But she could say that to you if she wanted. Like if she never wanted to be invited to your house for Sukkos again, then she could say to you, I am mutter to you and my daughter is usher to you. I mean, talk about, uncomfortable conversations. But she could say to her, the wife of your stepson could say to you, I'm mutter to you and my daughter is asr to you. Okay, I'm sure the stepfather would be very happy to hear that. So now the Gemara has an interesting question. In fact, the Gemara, Bas chargoi d'oiraisahi. The daughter of your stepson is d'oiraisa, because basically what is that? That's bas b'nah, isn't that right? Think about it. The daughter of your stepson. The daughter of your stepson is your wife's son's daughter. So you're living with a woman, and it's her son's daughter. So it's not a shnia. It's a dairaisa. T'chsiv es bas b'nav es bas bita. So Gemara says, you're right. Mishum dekabay lemisni seifa. Because the seifa wanted to teach. Eishes chargoi oimereslai. The wife of your stepson could say to him, Ani muteres lach, I am mutter to you. Ubiti asur lach, v'af agav debiti asur lach medaraisa, even though my daughter is also medaraisa, b'didi lo gazvei rabban, the rabbis never made any decrees about me. So tana reisha nami bas chargoi. So the reisha said, the daughter of your stepson, even though that's an isur daraisa. Says the Gemara, wait a second. There's another awkward conversation that could be had, in case you wanted to know. Ihachi eishes chamiv nami, right? We said your father-in-law's wife could say to you, Ihachi eishes chamiv nami, tema, ani mutaras lach, I'm mutar to you, right? So your father-in-law remarries, so she could say, I am mutar to you, and my daughter, Asurulach, my daughter is asur to you. Now, why is your father-in-law's wife's daughter asur to you? Dehavi achos ishtai, she's your wife's sister. Now, how's that? Someone want to explain that to me? How is your father-in-law's wife's daughter your sister-in-law? Again, this is the wife of your father-in-law. She had a daughter from a different guy. Now, your wife is the daughter of your father-in-law, maybe from a different woman. So why is this daughter, Ubiti Asurlach, why is your father-in-law's wife's daughter usher to you? And how is she your sister-in-law? Anybody know? I'm missing something here. Someone explain this?
Well, originally I assumed that it was a second marriage. That's why she was mutter.
Right, so if it's a second marriage, so then her daughter, right, is not related to your wife. They don't have the same father. And then Lechara, they don't have the same mother. No? Otherwise, she's your mother-in-law.
Right.
So obviously, Eishes Chamev is not Chamoisai. So not Chamoisai.
He can have the same father, though.
What?
They can have the same father, even if they don't have the same mother.
So if they have... So it's talking about that they have the same father.
Father-in-law got remarried. Now this new wife had a daughter. So that daughter is the sister of...
How are they sisters?
Because they have the same father.
So you mean the father-in-law got remarried and he fathered a daughter with this new woman?
Yeah.
That's okay, so in other words, so she's not your mother-in-law.
Right.
But the daughter is your sister-in-law. Okay. Is that's the case? That's what we're saying, huh? Says the Gemara, Ihachi Eishas Chamev Nami Neima Ani Mutarasach Ubiti Asurlach. So says the Gemara, well, that case, it's not always for certain that this daughter or your sister-in-law is usher to, because after your wife dies, she becomes mutter to you. Says Gemara, hapsikole. The fact that your stepson's daughter is usher to you is always a fact. It never changes. It's always the case. Haloi psikole. But the fact that your sister-in-law is also to you is not always the case, because that could change. Why could that change? In a situation where that could change because if your wife dies, she becomes a mother to you. Okay, that's all, folks. We're gonna do Amud Beis tomorrow, starting from the two dots. And what's tomorrow? Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, there is a Agra D'Pirka Shir on the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in the Sukkah. And that's Tuesday. Wednesday night, there'll also be a Shir, either in Williamsburg or in Cedarhurst, but it will be probably streaming. And stay tuned for further Shirim. And in the meantime, Agat Amayid. Binyamin, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to ask for you to say something.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.